Wendy, Scotty. You're Wendy.
Blocked totally.
Where's your
The following
wedding?
Is intended only for mature audience.
Don't give me no shit on this Thursday. I cut your balls off. I cut you. I'm on edge. I'm gonna cut you. Hey, everyone. What are you barking at over there?
He don't know.
He's barking.
Because there may just happen to be one person on this panel who I hold dear and near to my heart, but they just may be in the doghouse.
Uh-oh.
Do you have a doghouse?
I
didn't say it was you.
I think it's me, though.
No, you don't know, because Mike and I just spent the last, 2 minutes fighting like bitches on the phone before we got all there.
Michael, Jeffrey mad?
Look, it's all good, because we had, sort of this Elizabeth and Rosie cold feud going on for the past month, and the little bachelor party incident.
Yeah, trust me, I've been a part of it. I've
this is going on, especially what you said 2.5 minutes ago.
What did I say? I forgot.
This cheap son of a bitch.
I have
just
felt
throw it all out there.
The freeze of the Cold War, trust me.
This is going to be a regular meltdown.
The frostiness of the Cold War has affected all of us.
No, look, I'm saving up. I've been bottling it and putting it in the basement. I'm going to start shipping you bottles of pissed offness so that we could just
upset,
unleash
I just
them.
Like to say, go OKC, go OKC. Sorry, go ahead.
Who?
Go OKC, go OKC. What?
Yeah, Oklahoma City. They're playing Miami Heat as they're about to start the game.
What?
Oh, I'm
so
sorry.
OKC,
you're talking about things
OKC.
I can't readily identify.
I know, that's why I just was going to keep it at code, but you started getting interested, so sorry. Scotty,
well, I don't know if you
were talking.
What?
Huh?
What?
Who?
You'll appreciate my shout out to the basketball game.
What? Fuck basketball? What?
Do you watch basketball, Scotty? Or is it Ethan?
No, I hate the NBA.
Oh!
Uh-oh.
Where's Ethan when
Uh-oh.
I need him? Where's he the end when I need him? We'll get into that in a minute. Go ahead, Jeffrey, about your Cold War.
Just talked about basketball. You know, Mike and I were going to start maybe alternating Fridays because, you know, we got shit to do. And I got an invitation from Mimi, I love her. Thank you, Mimi, if you're listening, for coming through. She is getting the wedding favors for me. She's such a doll. I love her. The kids were a riot. The little one that I raised since he was a baby was like, Jeff and Joe are gay? I didn't know. And his little sister's looking at him like, you're an idiot. Like, it was the funniest thing.
Right.
Oh, gosh. I just got a text message from my mother. They were dress shopping again for the wedding. My grandmother found a dress. My mother did not. She just asked me to take her to New York City.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh. Your mom
I'm going to need you to take this one. I pay for your train ride to New York City. Can you take Joyce? Go meet Joyce. Take this bitch shopping.
Your mom is on one. Your mom is really on one. She is tripping. Is she the bride or are you? I just need to know.
I know. Yeah, really? I mean, come on, Joyce. Come on. Can't take her
look. She just wants to have a nice dress. She can't find anything that looks right.
I bet she... I wish I were there because I would help her. You know what? It's like, have you seen the show Don't Be Tardy for the Wedding? With the girl from Housewives, she's going through the same thing with her mom. Her mom is talking about
like I can say truly in my mother's defense. I mean, I was there. Like the only dresses that were really in her size, I mean, they were fucking atrocious. I mean, the one dress looked like a fucking afghan. I was like, there's no way in hell. I'm like, why would you even put that on? She's like, well, I was just hoping. I'm like, it's horrible. You look like I wanted to slap Willow. The worker from Boom Baby for giving it to her. Like, what the fuck were you thinking, bitch?
Well, let's do this. Let's think about this. Is there a dress that could have worked, but maybe the fit wasn't right, and you could go to a place and have it altered or so that it fits impeccably and looks nice?
Uh-huh.
You know where Joyce seems to go.
Here's the other thing. We're running into everything. It's too dressy. It's too over the top, or it's too, you know, all the Mother of the Bride dresses are way. Because, I mean, as much as you hate the bridesmaid's dress, it's not that. You know, it's kind of plain Jane and whatever.
My
I mean, it's
Jane,
shiny.
What in your mind are you seeing?
I'm not really seeing shit. I mean, I saw some stuff that I would love to see my mother in. Like, I found a dress at Macy's, but of course they didn't have it in her size. It might have been, but I don't even think she tried it on. But then we saw the line, and I think she said she liked it. But here's the thing. She's too afraid to get something from online, but I think I'm going to call her after the show and be like, look, you only need to wear whatever the fuck this is to the ceremony part and in the pictures. The minute we get back to the reception, bitch, go get a nice shirt and put on some fucking capris and flip-flops and blend in with everybody else.
Right.
Like,
you know
what
I would take
away? Like, you only have to wear the dress.
You have time. If you order something, you can still send it back and get something else.
She got a month.
Well, no, here's the thing. The website she's looking on, like, for the wedding, brides, whatever, they're talking
six to 8 weeks.
Well,
you don't look at that website. You look at Macy's.
And she's just petrified that she's going to order shit that won't fit. And she's not a big online shopper. Like, she's a little paranoid, that kind of stuff. I'm like, bitch, I will buy you fucking the same dress in 3 different sizes. One of them will fit you. I'll eat the shipping costs and send the other 2 back. Like, I don't care.
Exactly. You got to do it because you're going to run out of time. And really, is it realistic to go to New York? Really?
Listen, Joyce, I got this. You and me, we're going to go shopping at this little store in Syracuse. It's called Doherty's Masquerade. We'll be okay.
Ooh.
We'll be okay.
Michael.
I love
you,
Joyce.
You're
going to
make her mad.
I love you.
No, Jeff, you have the right idea. Order 2 or 3 dresses online, and then one of them's bound to be okay.
She had one she liked at David's Bridal, but it didn't fit her arms right, like underneath her arm, it was just a little snug, and she didn't like it. And I'm just looking at this, and I'm thinking about
an alteration place. They can let it out.
Like, the dress wasn't even that nice. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was a fucking $300 dress. Like, fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit. Like, it's not worth it. Like, this is a fucking casual wedding. And the dress was, like, over the fuck. And it just, I hated it. Like, I told her, I was like, I fucking hate it. I hate it. I think it's awful. I just don't like it. Like, it fucking is something somebody that's way older should be wearing, and you don't need to wear something like that. Like, it's just ignorant. You know, your mother's going to be in a younger dress than you. Like, that's not okay either. Like, she just, I don't know. So I'm just going to have to nail her down. We're going to go online. I'm going to be like, we're ordering this, 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 and this. If it doesn't work, I'll send them back. I don't care. Because I am tired of getting the phone calls. And if she's bitchy with me, like, it's my fault she can't find something to wear. But I know she's stressed out. And I'm the same way, because that's how I get. Like, I know what it's like to have stuff not fit me. Mike knows like. It's not pretty, you know? When you see the dress you want, but God knows you can't fit into it, yeah, it sucks.
Right. No, I agree, honey. You're talking to a woman, so you know I know how she feels. Like, it's just one of those things that women go through. But I really think at this point, you're down to a month. The smartest thing to do is order, like you said, 2 or 3 dresses that you like online, that you really like online. Because if you found one on Macy's, try Dillard's, try Nordstrom, try, like, all the major department stores, because they've got a huge places that they can just pull it. You know, they can just pull, keep it simple.
Well, I'm sure we could find a website where the shipping was free and the return shipping is free. Or if we're not paying for the shipping to begin with, who cares if we have to pay for the shipping to return it?
All right. You buy 2 dresses and one of them's going to work. I'm telling you. That's your best option. So
like,
you could have them. You would have them by Monday if you ordered today.
Right. Well, I have to also give a shout-out. I'm very sad, but I went and looked at airline tickets because I wanted to go visit Katrina in 2 weeks, and I came up with the perfect excuse. I hope Joe's not listening. He's in the car coming home from the gym. He's going back to Buffalo for his official stag party that somebody else is throwing him. And
how many damn bags do you people need? Good Lord.
Well, he's actually just getting one now because the other one, there wasn't a party at all. Just saying.
Just out of spite,
I am going to drop the most insane amount of money when Michael gets married and make sure that it's over the top so I can hold it against him for the rest of our fucking lives. When we're in the nursing home like JR, I'm going to be like, bitch, you remember? You remember what I fucking did for you and you left me high and dry, you cocksucker? You remember?
Well, good luck. At the rate I'm going, I ain't never going to get married. Shoot.
You are so funny because my nephew said that. You remember? You remember?
Well, but I do work with children.
Oh, member.
Port Reese, you know, from last night that was quickly on the air, he calls my cousin Stacy. He calls her Spicy.
Mm-hmm.
He can't say Stacy, so we all run around going, Spicy, Spicy. It's ridiculous. That poor girl. I'll be yelling out the door, Spicy. Anywho. So, yeah, it was madness. But can we talk about Dallas last night? Because I know Miss Ashley watched, and I'm sure, Michael, you did not.
Okay.
Which you are missing
have
out.
Have you guys looked at the Facebook messages that we get, like, with the unscripted page?
Oh, I haven't been on the computer, no. Why should I?
Okay.
Is it good?
So let me read this to you. Somebody named Lana Gass says, when would be the best time to call in? It's important. Right? This is June 1st. Then yesterday they go, so you're the pussies that are supporting Heather Ray and her hackers. And then yesterday again, so she says, so do you always support and defend hackers and help them harass and bully people, or is it just because Karen and Kat have their mouths firmly attached to Michael Bell's dick?
Who's Michael Bell?
Yeah, who's that?
I have no idea. But then I was like, what is this? I didn't know you can get instant messages on our Facebook.
Apparently you can. I wasn't aware either. Look at that.
Yeah. So Lana Gass. LanaGass. That's who posted that on our thing.
Okay. From the chat room, apparently Lana Gass is Cammy Garrison.
Oh, is that who that is?
Supposedly.
Lana Gass.
Okay.
Well,
why would Lana Gass? If
who's
it was Cammy. See, this is where I think the chat room is fucking on too much drugs. Because why, if she is Cammy Garrison, why would she accuse us of being fucking friendly to hackers? I mean, this is just, okay, I have to tell you, it's the most childish bullshit I've ever really heard of. It is entertaining to me. But everybody, you've got to stop getting fucking worked up over this shit, truly. You just gotta fucking ignore it. I know you're like, it's not gonna work. It's not gonna work. It will work. You're giving up, but don't y'all watch fucking Freddy Krueger? Stop giving the motherfucker power.
Right, like we are. Like you have to really laugh that shit off. Like I want to know who Michael Bell is and why we're on the call.
If we are not taking no calls, I am not doing it again tonight. Unless it's Cammy, we ain't taking you. So don't call in about this shit. I'm sorry.
All right. So apparently, Michael Bell is Rancor. Whoever that is.
Who
is that?
I guess they're all the same person. Wait, Cammy Garrison is the one. Yes, we know she attacked our wall. I don't know. They're confusing me. I don't know. Michael Bell is Rancor. I'm like, what is this? Like, I don't speak Power Ranger. I don't understand.
I was a Power Ranger. That's the sad part. I don't speak Power Ranger, and I was a Power Ranger.
Good Lord. Look, I got enough drama in my life. I don't need to be dealing with drama on a Facebook
page. Okay, I don't see no messages from Lan. Are you talking about your page?
No, it's under Unscripted Radio. Go to our fan page, and there are direct messages. I'll show you how to get there. So go to Unscripted Radio, and
I just found there was more hate speech that somebody didn't get deleted. It was Garrison Melissa Cammy's AS, and she was using the N-word that's still on the wall.
Oops.
Yeah.
I took care of it.
Thanks. Yeah, so, I mean, at the top, you know, when you go into the admin part, you can show
You're
it.
You're talking about your page?
No, your page, our page, Unscripted Radio. Our Facebook / Unscripted Radio fan page.
We have a page?
Oh.
I didn't know we had a page.
You know we got a page because you put the big on the air.
I'm just messing with you because I'm picking on them in the chat room because
okay.
Like, in the group. I'm like, what group? They're like the Facebook group. I'm like, we have a group.
Facebook group.
Aaron, you need to go look at your fan page because there's quite a message in there. I'm assuming Heather Ray was hacked. I don't really know unless we pissed her off. Because she said, how do you like the lies and the bullshit Michael Bell and I and our friends are feeding you, you stupid.
What is that? I don't even know where it's at.
In a message.
Well, I feel like I'm on the Bold and the Beautiful right now.
I'm telling you, it would almost be as good as Dallas, except we don't really give a fuck. Here's the thing.
Yeah, that's the thing. Dallas was amazing last night. Oh, I loved it. It was everything I'd ever dreamed of. How about you, Jeff?
He's reading.
I'm sorry. I was texting Atlanta Gas back. I told her, go fuck herself.
Yourself hard. Fuck yourself hard, Atlanta Gas.
Oh, wait, hang
on. If she was getting fucked hard, she wouldn't give a fuck about us that much.
Yourself hard, you nasty
oh, boy.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Listen. You're getting Heather all worked up. Heather, we know it's not you. We understand
you
were hacked.
Heather. We know. No, we're not even tripping.
She's getting all worked up. She's going to call in. And then Jeffrey going to have it
out. No calls. We're fine. It's fine. You're fine. I ain't doing a fucking repeat of the other night. Look, it was entertaining to me once, but it ain't going to be entertaining twice.
Listen,
I'm sorry,
Jeffrey. Don't piss off all 8 listeners listening to the show tonight, all right? Good Lord. Just
saying. I'm really good at it. So, please. Bitches, you know what? You can't get your ass handsome out for it because you know it's all in love. So, simmer the fuck down, sit back, and enjoy this motherfucking ride because we're about to talk about Dallas. Damn, bitches.
Yeah, you honestly can't, like, we've given her too much of our time as it is. So, we're going to let it go and we're going to move on. Let's talk about Dallas. It was freaking phenomenal from the very beginning to the very end, don't you think?
The very beginning when they played the retro theme song and they showed the buildings and I was screaming at the top of my lungs and I called my mother and I was like, are you watching?
You know, I grew up in Dallas, so I'm like, oh, my God, there's that. Like, it was like, I felt like I was home. Oh, it was great.
Well, my mother was pissed that I did not come over last night and watch Dallas with her. She's like, are you coming over? I'm like, I can't. Karen will kill me.
It's all really all my fault because I was, like, going to kill you if you did not call in last night. And you know what? If you wouldn't have called in, I wouldn't have even known because I'd forgot that was the night Dallas premiered. I would have known later and killed you, but still.
I texted you earlier with, like, I'm not calling in or whatever.
Oh, yeah, but that was how I knew it was coming on. And I was like, ah, oh, you're stupid. You're funny. Oh, man, I loved it.
Okay.
I loved every bit of it.
I know, it's hard because we talked about it before the show and we should have really saved it. But, like, the fact that they had, like, JR was, like, kind of catatonic in his depression and he came back and he's all badass and his son's badass and he's sneaking behind Bobby's back and Chris is getting married and there's scandal with that and the girl's not who she says she is and the other girl got broke up with Chris. I mean, ooh, honey, it was better than Melrose.
It was better than All My Children. It was better than all kinds of things. I was so pleased. So pleased.
And we need to get Jesse Metcalf on the show so Michael and I can drool and have wet dreams.
Look, I heard about him and his saggy fake man titties, all right? I don't know if I want any part of that.
They are not saggy. But, Karen, did it bother you? Did you feel like you was watching, like, some hacked up fucking country version of, country version of Desperate Housewives? Because half of the Desperate Housewives cast is on fucking Dallas.
I did not care. That didn't bother me. That didn't bother me. But what, let me see. That didn't bother me at all. I thought it was fine. Because Jesse Metcalf was great at what he did. And so was the Annie or Ann lady, you know?
Yeah, but John Ross.
Who else? John Ross? Where was John Ross? What was he on?
He was Edie Britt's nephew who got who got Marcia Cross's daughter pregnant.
Right. Oh, shit. I didn't realize that. Maybe they're the producers. Maybe those are some of the producers. Maybe.
I don't know. But I was excited. But I'm like, okay, I still, you know, I want to see Heather Locklear on there. I want some Melrose Place in.
Where is Heather Locklear coming to all of this? That's what I need to know.
You know, because wasn't Dallas a Spelling Productions?
Was it?
Hold on, I'll tell you.
Dallas is Spelling Productions. Maybe it was. Shit, you know me. I don't know. Where is Katrina Johnson? Is she off tonight?
No. I think she took the night off.
Oh, man.
Thanks for letting us know, bitch.
Oh, man. She'd be so bored, though. You know she didn't watch Dallas. She didn't care.
I know. Well, Michael, you need to go watch it fucking online this week because you will be, like, a fucking addicted like crack. I'm telling you, it's better than fucking Revenge. It is one of the best shows I've seen in a long time, especially if you can just get the nostalgia of it from years ago.
I'll have to check it out. If it's on my Hulu Plus subscription, I will. I'll definitely get it in my thing.
TNT, honey.
I don't get that channel.
You don't get TNT?
Honey, I barely pay for the cable I got. It's like two channels. NBC
really?
10 and ABC 6. I'm cheap.
Oh, yeah, you are, because I ain't coming to your house. You ain't got cable. I need my TV. I need all my shows when I need them.
I know. It's like going in hell when you go to Mike's house because you know there's no cable. And if you're going during a weekday, I can't go during the summer because I've realized I'm more excited about my summer shows than I am the other shows during the year. Like Drop the Diva, True Blood, Franklin and Bash. I love that. Have you seen Kathy Griffin's talk show? That is fucking fantastic.
It's great. It's great. Like, I did not hand it to Kathy. She's good. Like, she's consistently funny, and that's a hard thing to do. Like, the only other person who I can say, there's only a couple people who are consistently entertaining, which way back in the day, like Arsenio Hall used to do that monologue at the beginning of the show, and it was always kind of funny. It was always funny. And then Ellen is consistently entertaining.
Yeah, Ellen is good.
And then Jimmy Fallon, I think, is consistently funny. Do you ever watch the show at night?
Yeah, I like him.
He does some great skits. But it's hard. Like, I think it's really hard. Like, you think about all the talk shows that have come and went and failed and done well and don't do well. And, you know, I just never been a Conan person. Oh, you know who used to be funny? And I'm so sad that they got canceled was George Lopez. George Lopez's show was so good. And then Conan did what got done to him. Like, I was like, you're such a bleh.
Well, Conan's humor is very, it's like slapsticky. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of got to be your thing. And I am not that person. Like, I do not like slapstick humor.
Nope.
Like, Beavis and Butthead was not funny to me. Like, that, you know, it's just not my bag.
It only lasts for a second with me. And then I'm over it. Like, I'm like, I don't want to hear this shit anymore.
For me, Kathy Griffin is one of my, like, the way she tells her stories and, like, her, you know, like, that to me is, like, I love that shit. I live for it. She's gossiping.
She
I'm like,
knows.
That's kind
she
of how, when I do my little stand-up thing, like, that's kind of more how I am. Like, I can do that. What she, tell the story-ish when I'm in person. Because, like, the way she moves and she's like, oh, my God, and her hands are flying everywhere.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And then did you see the last week's episode where she had Chelsea Handler and that Whitney Cummings girl on? And then the people are getting all pissed. It's like Mike getting mad at us because we're supposed to be talking about XYZ and they're talking about something completely different. She's like, "Do you look at the teleprompter? I keep getting all these things that I need to talk about this and I don't care because I'd rather talk about getting our vag done or, you know, whatever, liposuction."
Right.
And like she like pushes the boundary. The first episode I saw, I mean, the second sentence in her monologue, she dropped the word pussy, and I'm like, can you even say that on cable?
You can now. I've been hearing it on two different shows. Like, it blows my mind that you can say that. I didn't even know. Somebody passed the FCC rule, and you can now say that word.
That is fantastic. I love it.
Yeah. Who knew, right? It's cable, but you can't say it on CBS, if you can say it.
So on the reality show, it's okay if I call everybody a pussy and I can't say fuck, so I'm just going to say pussy instead.
It'll just be, our show will be on only cable shows. Or we'll have to bleep that out.
Well, I'd rather be on cable. I don't want to be on no fucking network because they'd cancel us because they're such assholes.
They pay more on networks.
I say that with love.
They pay more on networks. You know this, right? Like sometimes
yeah, I do. But look,
okay.
I'd rather take the less money.
Into the chat.
I'd rather take less money and have more control and be able to have more fun and stay true to who we are.
Absolutely.
Just me.
I agree. I agree. I agree. Mikey?
Yes, dear.
Why are you so quiet?
I'm not much to say about Dallas. I didn't really watch it, so
oh,
I can't
okay,
really contribute.
True. Okay, let's talk about something Mike can talk about, because he didn't watch Dallas.
He ain't seen none of this shit.
Oh. You know I got my Thursday throwdown today. I'm just going to say it's real good.
You got a poop? What's going
are
on
you
going to
talk
there?
About beat-up bouncers?
Who? Chris Brown? You know I'm going to talk about it.
Oh, boy. Well, how about this? I got something I can talk about. Guess what time it is?
It is time for the prime time update.
You know what ain't time for Izzy? What the hell? Well, I know where Miss Ashley was yesterday. She was in a Whole Foods because the fake chicken is flying off those shelves. Fake meat doesn't have the sexiest reputation among foodies, but a new meat alternative is fooling even the most discerning carnivores. Beyond Meat's veggie chicken strips have been flying off the shelves at Whole Foods in Northern California, with a week's supply depleted in just 2 days in San Francisco. At the cutting edge of plant protein research and development, Beyond Meat products claim to have no fat, zero steroids, and no trace of hormones or antibiotics that are allegedly pumped into real chicken. A case of mistaken identity. What do you do when you receive a scholarship that was meant for students of another race? A white high school graduate in Riverside, California, returned his scholarship after realizing that it was meant for an African-American student. Jeffrey Warren, age 17, received a $1,000 sponsored by the Martin Luther King Senior Citizens Club, but returned it the day after the award ceremony. Etta Brown, the chairwoman of the club scholarships committee, said that she and other club members were surprised when they found out that at the award ceremony that one of the scholarship winners was a white student. Brown explained that the member who interviewed Warren on the phone had no idea he was white. Finders keepers, a homeless man is $77,000 richer after being awarded the cash and gold coins he stumbled upon in a Texas park earlier this year. Karen, where were you? You missed the boat.
I don't know.
Timothy Yost, no relation to David Yost, age 46, reportedly discovered the loot in January while going to wash his feet in the Colorado River. According to the Austin American Statesman, Yost told police he picked a bag he spotted and it jingled it. Inside was a mound of wet cash and South African coins. On Tuesday night, the city council voted unanimously to give the bounty to Yost, who was required to wait for a year until they tried to find the proper owner. Yost, however, was not present. The newspaper reports he's since been jailed for public intoxication and criminal trespass. From the Primetime Update News Desk, I'm Mike J. Jeff and Karen, back to you.
Woo-hoo. What's her face? Did a no show, no call, a bitch.
What?
Did you hook her up with a Power Ranger?
Huh?
Did you hook her up with a Power Ranger? Is that why that bitch is gone?
No, I didn't hook her up with a Power Ranger. I didn't, I promise.
That bitch is lost in spandex. You know it and I know it.
It makes for great radio if we say that, right? Man, that's crazy.
You don't think she found out the results of that pregnancy test, do you?
Ooh.
Nothing. Bye, guys. Move on.
Oh, boy.
You are starting all kinds of stuff.
Look,
oh,
secrets and confessions. Secrets and confessions. Like, I don't know what I think about this whole scholarship thing. I mean, I know probably someone's going to disagree with me, but I'm just thinking, isn't this, like, deal sort of reverse discrimination? I mean, I know no one on the committee asked him to give it back. And full story, on the scholarship, like, entrance forms and all that, it does say that African Americans are encouraged to enter. Only on a letter that was sent to guidance counselors did it say the award is specifically intended for African American students. But here's my thing. I mean, and maybe I'm just being dumb and ignorant, but if you're talking to somebody on the phone, can't you tell the difference between a white boy and an African American boy? Isn't there like a difference in accents or something?
I don't know. Do they even call people? Don't they just award the scholarship and you get a letter and say, hey, you got a scholarship, but then you get a check? I mean,
no, they said they interviewed him. They interviewed the white boy, like on the phone.
No. Are you stereotyping that all black men sound different than a white man? I could talk on a phone.
Oh, shit.
If I were white or black.
Mike, you're on your own.
I'm saying, I'm trying to open this up to a lively discussion. I mean,
Mike,
I'm
lively, my ass.
This is not a lively discussion. If you would have talked to me on the phone, you would have not known whether I was black, white, green, yellow, red. You would have not known.
No, I wouldn't.
Okay.
I wouldn't.
So,
hello? I'm just thinking,
I think
someone
who's in a position to win a scholarship is probably well-spoken, right?
Sure, of course.
Oh,
Mike,
no,
I'm helping you
dig
yourself out the hole you just put yourself in.
It's just getting worse.
Here, I was thinking about it from, like, this is the age group, the high schoolers, all right? So, I mean, high school, they talk differently. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I'm just going to stop talking.
You know, I probably should.
You and talking today is not that good.
No, I'm just pissing everybody off.
Oh, I didn't do it. I didn't do it this time. It wasn't me.
What? I didn't say nothing. What did I say? Him and talking has not been good. He made you mad at the top of the show. You were like, me and Mike just had a bitch fest, and now he put his foot in his mouth again.
Oh, sorry,
oh,
Izzy.
Lord. Oh,
Lord.
Oh,
well, all right, look. Jennifer, I appreciate it. She just put in the chat room. Here's the ladder, Mike. Now climb out of the hole.
Right, please. Help him. Help him out, Jennifer. Should I go into my my Thursday throwdown to help distract the situation?
Let's do it.
Oh, shit.
Let me get you some music. Well,
I'm fucking changing my number. I'm not going to be here tomorrow. I'm fucking taking the weekend off, and don't call me, because call me
Why?
When it's all over.
What is wrong with you?
None, because when you pimp slap the fuck out of him, I just don't want to be a witness.
Who, me? Right. Pimp slap Mike? No, because I
honey,
mean,
my name's been in the police database one too many times. I got to start cutting back on that shit.
I'm right, not going to pimp slap Mike. I think we cleared it up. We're good.
I think we're good. We're good. And I got a shout out from the chat room. Toku would like to point out there's no such thing as reverse discrimination. Discrimination is discrimination.
There you go.
All right.
Thank you, Toku. That was well said.
Can I play the music now?
Yes, you can.
Thank you.
Hit it.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Wrong one.
Sorry.
Tonight,
Brian. Oh, snap. You didn't know?
Whatever.
Oh, my God. It's me, Karen Ashley.
Oh, my God.
I love that, Jeffrey. You got to do that every time. That was, like, that's my favorite music, I think. I'm partial. Okay, so today in the Primetime Update, I have realized we have all been doing an injustice to ourselves. And even though Jeffrey's about to get married to Joe, and I've got a lovey-dovey of myself for myself, and Mike and Katrina obviously have their own personal lives, but we are dating the wrong person, let me tell you. What? I'm telling you, we are dating the wrong person. One of us should be dating Kim Kardashian's ass because she just bought her boyfriend, Kanye West, on his 35th birthday, a $750,000 rare Lamborghini.
Damn
is the how much money is this bitch making that she can afford to buy a Lamborghini as a birthday present to somebody she how long have they been dating? 2 seconds?
Right. Well, wow. That's like she made what, I think $7 million last year. After everything's all said and done, she probably walked away with $2.5-3 million. So she just spent like a quarter of her yearly income on somebody she dated for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, you know, no,
cool,
she actually made more than that. She actually made like closer to $20 million, and
oh.
I don't even know that that's like an accurate number because you know she's got a perfume, they got all kinds of shit, clothes, they've got all kinds of shit. Like this bitch is paid.
Well, this is the bitch that was also married for 72 days. So, is any of us surprised that she bought her boyfriend a car that had the number 7 in it?
That's funny.
Wow, yeah, that's true, right? I'm just, like, sitting here thinking, like, who fucking does that? And I hope, I don't, if they break up, if they stay together, but let's just say hypothetically they break up, I hope he makes a song about it, and it's hilariously about her. Because he's like Eminem, like, he will put your shit on blast. He will blast
Bitch, I'm keeping
you.
The Lamborghini, hey!
Yeah. And I'm going to make a hit song and talk all about you and what you do behind closed doors.
I fucked your sister in your $700,000 car you bought me.
Yes. Like crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. But then they gave a whole list. I love this article because they gave a whole list of people who've given extravagant birthday gifts. Did you know that Sean P. Diddy Combs gave Justin Bieber a $200,000 luxury car when he turned 16 because he told them that he would give him a Lamborghini when he turned 16. And he stayed true to his promise. He gave him the Lamborghini.
Wow.
And then Beyonce gave her husband. Now, this makes sense. This is her husband, so baby daddy, a ridiculously expensive car for his birthday in 2010. The beautiful singer dropped $2 million to buy the rapper a Bugatti Grand Sport, which is at the time was the fastest, you know, because he's a car collector, the fastest sports car.
If you spend $2 million on a car, I wouldn't even fucking drive the thing, let alone sit in it.
Yeah, really, I'd be afraid to break
but it. You know what?
It would be under fucking glass.
Yeah. It's like the fastest sports car at the time was the fastest sports car known to man.
I mean, you chip the windshield and it's going to cost you more than most people's house.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's just crazy. But, you know, she's worth like $100 million. He's probably worth like $500 million. So, I mean, I guess $2 million is just a $20 bill compared to that for them, you know.
Fuck that.
Yeah. So Adam Sandler, remember Grown Ups, the movie? Why
mm-hmm.
I changed the show, my show, to Grow Up already. He bought his grown-ups cast, Kevin James, Chris Rock, David Spade, and Robert Schneider, he surprised them with Maseratis, which generously equaled $800,000 in luxury cars for his pals.
Wow.
What about the girls? That sounds kind of prejudiced to me.
Discrimination is discrimination. Well, these are the guys that signed on to do the movie. And these are his old buddy pal friends, and they are doing a sequel for 2013. So if he could spend $800,000, you know this man probably made five times that as executive producer of the movie. But he bought them Maseratis. This is like a thing people do. So I guess when we get rich and famous, guys, we're going to have to buy cars. I mean, it's just what
it is. Well, I told Michael that when the show gets picked up, you know, as long, I would buy him a Land Rover.
Uh-huh.
Long, you know, but he's going to buy me one in return.
Yep, pretty much.
There's
I get
a
black.
So you're just
going
to swap.
I get a
black. You're not really buying each other anything. You're just swapping.
Well, all right. I'll get the Land Rover, and we'll get
I want
Jeffrey.
A Prius.
We'll get Jeffrey a brand new 2008 Sebring convertible. How about that?
so wrong.
You know what? No, I'm kind of shocked that you don't know what I'd want. I'd want a 1963 Volkswagen VW, white, with a 53 on the side. Thank you. And don't forget, it has to have the gray ragtop roof.
Mint
I don't
condition.
Even care. I just want the doors and the fucking hood to open up by themselves.
You want Lamborghini doors on that, sir?
And you know what? Think I would live in L.A. driving Herbie around every fucking day. Think I wouldn't.
I know you would. I know you would. Okay, so enough of the car talk. Did you guys hear about the drama that happened in New York City last night where, Glee, what happened is Chris Brown got into a huge fight with Drake and his entourage, really the entourage.
Uh-oh.
And it all started because, you know, rumors were going around that Rihanna was dating Drake at one point, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it all started where they were kind of at a club and they were kind of yelling at each other. And then Drake gave them the finger and then they gave him the finger. And then next thing you know, bottles are flying. Like, they have pictures on TMZ of the club. They destroyed
sure
the club. Like, a girl got hit in the head, an innocent bystander. Her face is fucked up. It's all going to be bruised all week. I mean, the bodyguard. No, seriously. The bodyguard had blood all on his face. He's laying in a gurney. And it's all because they're all. Exactly. These dumbasses are basically arguing over who's banging Rihanna. What kind of pussy does this chick have? Because she's got people going crazy.
Right?
I thought Drake was normal. Chris Brown, I knew he was crazy. But now Drake's crazy, too.
She got a Dominican pussy? Isn't that what it is?
Jamaican.
She must not have the tuna noodle casserole going on. That's all
I'm saying. Is it like one of those spicy beef patties? I love them fucking things. You know them Jamaican spicy beef patties? It's just good.
Yes. I got a place out here we can go to, by the way, when you come to L.A. Yeah. So this bitch, they are, like, fighting. They're probably going to catch some cases because, you know, this is, like, people got hurt. Like,
they were fucked up.
Got hurt. Yeah.
I saw those pictures today and was like, there was a chunk out of Chris Brown's face.
I'm like, out of his chin, like a whole, like, clunk. Did you see the bodyguard? He has a chunk out of his chin. It was
and so did that poor girl. Like, they all had, like, gouges in their face and shit.
Like, who fights? Who fights? Aren't we grown? Aren't you rich?
Okay,
like,
wait a minute. Fuck who fights like that. They're all a bunch of bitches because they were throwing fucking bottles. Like, grow a fucking pair of balls and throw somebody through a window or a mirror, bitch. Stop throwing bottles like a fag.
Right. Well, exactly. You wasting good liquor. Like, that's a sin. That is a sin. You don't waste no good drink. I don't even understand what the problem is. Like, you pour a little out for the homies that ain't there, but that's not all you do. You don't go breaking bottles. You know? You just don't do it. So I just thought it was crazy. I just thought it was absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. And then to end my little Thursday throwdown, I've even got a more insane story. I don't know if you guys heard, but you know, John F. Kennedy Jr.'s son, his wife, unfortunately committed suicide not too long ago. She supposedly was, yeah, it's crazy. She's way off her rocker, even more so than we knew, because, I mean, he had an affidavit that was released this week where he did an affidavit in 2011 that revealed that Mary Richardson drunkenly battered her husband, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., ran over his dog, and this is before she killed herself. So this isn't something he made up after the fact, but it was released to the public, and it was made a public record, you know, since her death. And reportedly threatened to kill herself if he left her. And the affidavit also said it was seeking an order of protection from Mary. Like, he was freak fucking scared of this woman. And he said that she abused his kids from his first wife, not her kids, but his kids, threatened the police that he beat her so to destroy his career, and also confessed that he cheated on her to escape. So, I mean, he says all this in the affidavit, like, I cheated. You know, she says she's going to, you know, she says I beat her, you know. I mean, he's, like, going off. Like, he was really worried.
Okay, maybe I'm just partial to the woman. But I read that, and I was like, you know what? How do we know?
Her
she's not here to fucking defend herself. Like, I don't know that any of it's true. Her family's saying that none of it's true. Like,
right.
He has just been doing all this because he's a fucking Kennedy. He's got dough.
Right.
And, you know,
right.
He wants his fucking kids. So he's
yeah.
going to fucking make her look like a crazy bitch.
True.
So he could get his
Definitely.
Kids. And then it went too far and she killed herself. Like, we all
yeah.
know.
Yeah. Like, I mean, all that is true. Like, you know, the Kennedys ain't no squeaky clean family. They got issues. So,
that's
yeah.
what I'm saying. He probably
you don't
lied
know
my mm-hmm. bitch.
You don't know
and
what's going on behind
are,
those compound doors out on that Kennedy
right.
Island. Mm-mm.
And you know, they're like royalty in their circle.
Kennedy Island?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Whatever.
You want this vineyard, stupid.
Whatever.
But
Shut
even
up.
More, I mean, they are royalty in the United States.
They're
rich as fuck. I mean, they're so well connected.
They ain't really royalty no more because they all fucking dying.
Well, look,
I know,
I'm
but you know that money and that prestige. You walk in and you're Kennedy, people are like, ooh, they're Kennedys, you know?
I'm just
like,
putting it out there. Maria Shriver, if you want to hop on the donkey, look, I will fuck your ugly, bony ass face. It's okay. I will take some money. It's all good. It's all good.
So you would bet you'd go straight for Maria Shriver.
Mike, I don't know, because Arnold Schwarzenegger was apparently worth fucking $400 million. I'm saying, maybe you want to let him stick his big donkey in your ass, and he's got a big one. You ever see his chihuahua on Terminator? That shit's huge.
Can't say that I have, but listen, I...
He's into maids. He's into Mexican-American maids.
Look, I can dress up
bitch,
like a maid.
Let me get a tan. I look like Mexican maids. No problem.
I can talk. I can be an accent. Ooh, papi. Yeah, papi. Ooh. You come back
yeah,
later.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
I ain't going nowhere with you.
Right. Well, get this. This is what was the most disturbing of the whole story. You know the police, they investigate everything. They said Mary hanged herself May 16th after Googling how to make a noose. So this woman planned her suicide. It's very sad. She had children. And this 60-page sealed affidavit filed by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. last September 16th in Westchester Supreme Court had urged for an order of protection for the sake of my own safety and sanity. So... I mean, it was some turmoil at the house.
In the risk of being sued,
uh-huh.
I'm still gonna say it.
Uh-oh.
How do we know somebody else didn't Google? And I'm not saying it was Mr. Kennedy,
right.
but I'm just saying, how do we know somebody else didn't Google that and then hang her?
Right. No, that's true. I mean,
very
that
true.
It's not
and
like the
I'm
first
just saying,
time
like in that family, nobody's gonna question it. I'm not trying to say that's what happened.
One thing they will say is the housekeeper, who was not named, recounted how Mary once threw a plate of spaghetti at RFK Jr. in front of the children and went after him with scissors while he was taking a bath. this is the housekeeper. And RFK said in the affidavit that Mary would sometimes start beating him in the middle of the night and then even once jumped out of a second-story window to save himself from her thrashing. It was some shit. She was like, you cheated on me, I'm going to make your life hell. By the time Mary killed herself in the Westchester home, she was only allowed to see her children during visits supervised by the housekeeper. Like, that's how the shit had went down. Mary's furious family has blasted the release of Kennedy Jr.'s sealed affidavit, which they called nothing more than a brutal psychological weapon in the divorce case. So, I mean, they're saying what you're saying, Jeff, that basically he made all this up to get custody of those kids and to get his divorce through. You know,
but, you know, and I mean, I don't know because there's so many reports about this bitch being crazy.
I think there's so many times
when you have a rich man and they're in this situation, this shit gets made up against a woman. So, you know what I mean?
That's
like,
true.
I'm just always going to be partial to that. Like, I'm always going to be like, let's make sure. Let's double check.
Right. Yeah. So, So, I mean, he even talks about how he fell in love with her, and she was just, you know, Mary was a kind, generous person, open and considerate to and curious about all people from royalty to cab drivers. She was stunningly beautiful, with pitch-perfect taste, electric charm, and generous for friendship. So, I mean, there was good times with them. You know.
Now you know he's a liar because that bitch was far from beautiful, okay?
But he revealed he saw her violent side even before they were married, when Mary was pregnant with their first son. So they were pregnant before they were married. That's interesting. He said that she flew into a rage about his estranged first wife and punched him in the face. Like, that tells you not to marry the bitch. She was a trained boxer, and I got a shiner. Her engagement ring crushed my eye, my tear duct, causing permanent damage, he wrote.
Aww.
Oh, married the bitch. Like, you ass, you get everything you deserve. I'm sorry, somebody punches me in the eye, I'm not going to marry them.
Yeah.
You know, and the sad thing is, this all could be very true, and of course I'm, like, totally against him, because, you know, it's so funny to hear about a woman abusing a man. Like, you pussy bitch, like, fucking, if she's going to pop you in the face and she was a trained boxer, pop her back.
Right.
Self-defense.
Right.
Like, I'm not that one. Like, I'm sorry, but if you're getting beat, you need to get beat back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't care who you are. I'm not playing that game. Some bitch slap me, I'm going to slap you back. I don't care.
Wow. So get this. Also, he describes his 9-year-old daughter from his first marriage, Kit, from his first marriage, coming to him to say tearfully, "Daddy, I think Mary is stealing from me." He said to her, "Honey, don't say that. Mary loves you." She says, "No, Daddy, Mary hates me." A few weeks later, looking for something in Mary's bureau, I found a collection of, I guess the daughter's name is Kick. They call it Kick. Kick's lost items concealed beneath a layer of Mary's clothes. I began to see additional evidence of Mary's subtle but relentless campaign to make my children feel unwelcome in my home.
Wow.
That's crazy if you fuck with kids, but I don't
know. She ain't right.
He had asked for a divorce, but she threatened suicide each time he brought it up.
Well, why are you trying to get her mental help then? Where's the history of you trying to talk to her to go get mental help? Because obviously she has a mental chemical imbalance going on. Is that not normal?
This is where I question him.
You're right, Jeffrey. Why didn't he help her? But this is where I also question him. So instead of getting her help, he said, "I began cheating. Started with a 3-year affair," which he said he broke off after Mary made a half-hearted suicide attempt.
Oh, yeah, because that's really suicidal.
Well, your wife
says that she's going to commit suicide because you want a divorce. So naturally, your next logical thought is, let's go cheat.
Right.
Well,
let me go
here's
find
my
another
thing.
Woman.
Two is, why are you releasing this after so long after she died? Because now it's public, and she does have kids with you, and they're going to hear all this in the media. Like, what
four
is wrong
kids.
With you? Why would you release
kids.
It? Why would you release it? What is the point after she died? What is the point? Like, what was the point? I just don't understand. It makes no sense to me.
Right.
I don't know.
Like, there was no point in releasing that except to make her look like shit.
Well, I think he got, you know, I think...
Maybe feeling guilty.
Right. When someone kills themselves and it's like, really? Like, that, your marriage, your life was so bad that they took their own life. I think you do walk around with a lot of guilt. And there probably were a lot of people who were pissed and going...
That happened in my immediate family, and my mother's brother's wife's father did that. And
are
my grandfather did it. My grandfather killed himself. He put the car in the garage, girl. He let that bitch run. And then what's messed up is the house that I lived at around the corner. The first time we were there, my father came in, and he's like, "See right there, that's where your grandfather's house used to be, and that right there is where he killed himself." I'm like, really great. So my dead grandfather, who was also a fudge packer behind closed doors, killed himself in my backyard. Thanks. I just want the ghost of my dead grandfather haunting me.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Oh, why did he share that with you? He shouldn't have told you that.
I don't care. I never
lied.
He was gone before I was around.
That's what I mean. I'm not even in it. We'll end this with a laughable lie. Let me end this with a laughable lie because I know you guys are morbid like me and you'll get a kick out of it. He once went to the house, right? And he says, "I opened the door and she leapt out of the bed and hit me with a roundhouse punch." But I blocked it. "Would have undoubtedly broken my face. She hit me again, raining blows down on me as I backed down the hall. She struck me maybe 30 more times or more," he wrote. He said that she screamed to their crying youngest son, Aiden, "He is a demon. He is the most evil kind of man in the world. Everything he does is evil and a fraud. He is a philanderer, an adulterer, and a sex addict." I don't know who uses that kind of vocabulary. When you're pissed, my vocabulary is out the door.
Well, Karen, you're reading this, and it sounds like it was written by someone writing a novel, all
right? Right. I'm like, what? You can't get any better, right?
Like, it's a testimony. Why you got to be all exaggerating and shit?
You're
no, she was testifying to Jesus. That's what was up.
You know, well, she's telling
but here's
the
my
son,
thing.
Son,
maybe he made her crazy.
He's a philanderer.
He is a Kennedy. We all know how they can't keep their junk in their britches.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you made her crazy because you were cheating on her from day one, so you needed to be hit.
Right.
And I'm
her
saying,
family probably
she
like,
you,
she wasn't crazy when she left us.
Where's the police report? Where are the police reports, Mr. Battered Man? Where are the police reports? And I'm sorry, but if some bitch roundhouse punched me, broke up my, busted my face up, let me tell you how I would have ran the bitch over.
Yeah. So as I say, it's like so like you can't like you said, Mike. It's better than any like book, novel that we'll ever read.
Listen,
like this shit is big.
Why doesn't he just go big and you know just throw a cheesy like white picket fence cover on a hardback and call it Tales from Kennedy Island? I mean, come on, let's just do it.
Kennedy Island.
Yeah, it's so crazy. Yeah, I mean, it's like you can't get any better than the Kennedys, boy. They are juicy, juicy, juicy. So,
well, that's like, did you ever see the documentary?
Which one?
The Grey Gardens with the related to Jackie Onassis. I mean, they weren't really Kennedys, but it was still in that whole clan. Them bitches were nuts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, you see how Jackie Kennedy, after it was all said and done, she got far, far away from them, and then she married Onassis because he was so rich, he felt like, I'll marry this old dude because he can protect me, and the Kennedys will ever come back in my life. And she was, like, on an island in Europe forever until she felt it was safe enough to come back. Like, she always felt like somebody was going to offer, you know?
Well, I mean, you'd have to feel like that anyways. If your husband was shot when you were sitting next to him.
And the brother was shot, yeah.
And then there was just a book got released or whatever by one of the bodyguards or whatever that worked with her. And he had I guess they had like a little thing or whatnot.
Right.
And he said that she was holding a piece of his head. Like she was trying to hold his head together. I'm like,
you see it where his brain and he like reaches, grabs it and pushes it back in. Like that's a G. Like, she was like, oh, no. Like, she tried, I mean, that was instinct for her to try to save him and try to put it all,
I mean,
you know.
That would just mess me. I mean, how do you ever recover from something like that?
I don't.
One. That somebody was shot that close to you. I mean, you were right next to them. Like, that's insanity.
And then on top of that, a year later, his brother is assassinated. Like, it was like, are you kidding me? Like, can you imagine the horror that she went through? Like, that's why she was like...
Did she die before her son, or did he die after? I can't remember.
She died before.
Because that family was just plagued with tragedy. I remember that, Mike. Remember? We were at your house, and there was that storm, and, like, the power went out, and we were trying to... it was when the plane was still missing.
That's right.
And they...
Right.
We were sitting in your room above the garage watching. Like, we couldn't turn away. Like, we wanted to know if they were going to find him.
I know. I remember that. Like, I was shooting this thing for Disney, and I was shooting at Disneyland, and we were shooting at night because they couldn't close the park down. So we shot all night long. Like, we'd get there at like whatever time they closed, and we'd shoot until, you know, 9 in the morning. Like, you do a 12-hour day, but it was like from 9 to 9. It was crazy.
What the hell were you shooting?
We were shooting a Halloween special for the Disney Channel, and it was actually a really cool shoot because I was in the we were shooting in that scary house. What is the scary house, the popular one?
The Tower of Terror.
We were shooting inside of there, inside of the Tower of Terror. Like it's a ride, but we were shooting inside. Anyway, so it was really cool. But that was when it happened, and I remember going, oh, man, I got to go to work. And so I went to work, and then the next morning, you know, I was trying to sleep a few hours, and my friend kept waking me up and giving me updates, and I was like, I can't believe he's missing. I can't believe he's missing. Like, I just, like, it was just so shocking. And they were like, you know, you just knew it was tragic because there's nobody heard from them. The plane is missing. You know, it was just tragic. And you just were like, oh, and then they found the plane.
And they were still in it. Like, they didn't even have a chance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were still in it. Well, they said that he was, unfortunately, he was inexperienced. And they think he was flying upside down for forever and didn't even know that, because, you know, he wasn't experienced to fly at night. And they said they think the plane was upside down. And they probably didn't even know when they hit. Like, it was hitting, like, it was like hitting a brick wall. Like, it just,
wow.
You know. Yeah.
So they died on impact. They didn't drown. I don't remember that.
They died on impact. They died on impact.
Well, and, you know, the other one that happened that, like, I was gripped to the TV for days was Princess Diana.
Oh, I know. Yes.
And, like, the conspiracies behind that one. Ooh, girl, mm-hmm. To this day, when I see a special, you know I got to click on it because I'm nosy as shit.
I do, too. Like, I'm all riveted. And the crazy thing about Princess Diana is that they said she probably would have lived, but the way that they do it in Europe is, like, the hospital comes to you. Like, the whole, like, they sat there and worked on her for hours in the car. If they would have just took her into the ambulance and took her to the hospital, they probably could have saved her. But that's not the way they do it in Europe. Like, the hospital kind of comes to you.
Wasn't she alive? Because there was, like, pictures after the crash.
Yep.
Wasn't she still alive and, like, she had said something to somebody and...
Yeah, she was crying, and she was like, she was very much alive for a while. Yeah.
See, and that stuff, like, that always blows my mind. Like, how are you alive and you're talking and you just die? Like, your body just gives up. I never understand it.
Yeah.
Blows my mind. And another one for me with Anna Nicole. I was in New Mexico.
Oh, I know.
And I couldn't believe that that's all CNN covered was Anna Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
But that was so tragic because of her son and all. I mean, the poor girl, she was a mess. She never had, but I'll tell you what, I did love it when she went on, I don't remember what show it was, but, do you like my body? Trim
right.
Fry, baby,
MTV,
do you want to see it?
The MTV Music Awards or something.
Yeah,
and they ripped her off the stage because she was going to take her top off or whatever. I was like, oh, I love this bitch.
Because
I watched her reality show on E! When she was fat. Oh, they were fabulous.
But the thing about her is you knew it was going to end badly. Like, it was just a train wreck. And like you said, like with the son, it was just like, they had, I think she was on, was she on Barbara Walters or, she was on one of the shows, right? And she was just like, so like, just.
It was Entertainment Tonight or one of those where they paid her.
Right. And she was saying
and
how.
And she was talking
she
about
felt,
her son dying, and you could just see that she was messed up, that she was on pills.
Yep. She was, it was like, it's going to end badly. It's just going to end badly. Like, I just knew it. So when it happened, I was just like, oh, you know, man.
It's so
tragedy.
Sad.
So sad. So sad. Yeah, those are some big moments. Like, it's almost like, where were you when, you know, like, crazy.
Nothing
crazy,
was scary, though. Is 9/11. I will never forget being in the car, taking my girl to go get her hair did, and everybody just breaks into the, like, you did. It was on every channel, every single channel, even Nickelodeon. That was like insane.
Yeah. Right. Crazy. Well, I mean, it was just, I think for the first time in our life, it was like, we're not, I think life as we knew it just changed. Like, we're no longer happy-go-lucky, invincible America. No, this shit is real. Like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is a great show, guys. Ended on
Absolutely.
A crazy note, but it was really a great show.
We wouldn't
and
have it any other way.
Note. Right. See, on Unscripted Radio, you never know what's going to happen.
That's how we do. That's how we do.
Oh, man. Crazy.
This is the way we roll.
Uh-huh. take a little time to enjoy the radio, and let's hope there's no tragedy.
No tragedy.
No tragedy. Keep a smile on your face, people.
Go book a flight to Kennedy Island. I think you'll enjoy it.
Right. Unscripted radio, your guiltiest pleasure.
Woo, I like the way you did that. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.